let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Groundbreaking producer Tyler Perry takes on the nation's most iconic residents. A new first family is shaking up the White House, proving the president and his family aren't immune to damaging secrets, lies, and revenge. All in the hit BET series, Tyler Perry's The Oval. And starring as Hunter Franklin, President of the United States, is Ed Quinn. An impressive list of TV and film roles. His first big break, the role of Finn in 2000 on the series The Young Americans. Other appearances including JAG, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, CSI New York, Crossing Jordan. Series regular roles on hit shows Eureka, Two Broke Girls, One Day at a Time, Mistresses. An accomplished musician, played with two LA-based bands before releasing his first solo CD, Quinn. And now, starring as President Hunter Franklin on Tyler Perry's The Oval, the highly anticipated season finale, airing Wednesday, July 22nd, 9 Eastern Pacific on BET. And Ed Quinn is with us on This Week in America. Ed, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, it's great to be talking to you. How are you, my friend?
I am doing fine and looking forward to the season finale. A season finale so big, you need back-to-back episodes. I have a feeling as a viewer, we're in for something special for the season finale.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited they're doing this because both of the last episodes, you know, when you shoot the show, they don't tell you that that's what's going to happen. But, you know, the ratings have been so strong for the show. It's doing so well. And there was, you know, these last two episodes are, you know, there's so many storylines and they're all kind of culminating at a different time in the last two episodes. And so it's just fantastic that they're doing this. Yeah, it's going to be a really explosive, you know, season finale, obviously, because that's how Tyler rolls.
That's exactly how he rolls, and what we expect as viewers. The first hour of the two-hour finale is 24 hours, teasing it by saying secrets and lies abound as the president, that's you, looks to fill the press secretary position. Without giving away too much, what are we going to see? I'm sure that's just one of many storylines throughout this episode.
Yeah, no, there's a whole, you know, host of storylines that, you know, are coming to, you know, culminating this, tomorrow night. But, you know, for the president, he just got himself out of real hot water. And, you know, with his mistress had been killed and they're trying to figure it out. And they're trying to blame him and take him down. And now he kind of let his guard down again, and he's about to get broadsided from within the administration. And so there's a really a pretty explosive press conference, an amazing scene, and it sets up a whole storyline for next season, which we're about to shoot next week. So yeah, this is there's a lot of fireworks tomorrow night, 9 p.m. only on BET.
Well, you know, if people are listening and haven't seen the series, just that description, you did it so well. It's like president, mistress, what's going on, murder, what's going on here? So I think you've got everybody's attention for the season finale tomorrow night. And the finale of the finale is the family indulges in obsession. This is not your typical family you would expect to see in a White House Christmas photo, is it? This year, a little maybe dysfunctional is the word to use for the family.
Actually, you know what? In the Christmas photo, we look fantastic. That's the whole conceit of the show. When you see us, we are the paradigm of what everybody wants to put in the White House yes. right now. It's when the doors close, and not only the dysfunction of this family, and you know all the baggage that they're bringing with them from their trip through the you know the mayorship and the governorship, but it turns out the White House itself. Also pretty dysfunctional. And so it really becomes, you know, it's, you know, not a political thriller. It's more of a big soapy drama, a big upstairs downstairs, if you will, of what goes on behind closed doors at the White House. And but, you know, on the surface, the facade looks beautiful.
We get to go behind the closed doors. I got about a minute left here. Let's talk about season two. I understand that Tyler, he works quickly. He does an entire season in, what, several weeks?
Yes. Yeah, he does. No one works like him. And having been in the business, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of television episodes I have under my belt. So I've to see how he works and how he jumped the matrix is amazing. And I tell you, right now, in our moment right now, is where this is going to come. I can't believe that he's, you know, how incredible and poignant it is, because we're going back next week, and the protocols right now for dealing with the virus, for keeping everybody safe, it's just going to be, I don't know how any other show is going to be able to shoot, because, you know, Tyler spent tens of millions of dollars to build hundreds and hundreds of new apartments on his studio. We're testing. We're flying into Atlanta, testing, quarantining. And then when we get onto the set, we stay. And so from that point on, the cast and crew are on the set for the duration of the show. A three-month shoot, that would be brutal. 3 weeks, everybody can do that.
Can handle
and,
that.
And, you know, so Tyler, yeah, it's incredible. Well, it's really incredible what Tyler's accomplished. And right now, it's really, really conducive to making some TV shows.
Well, it's sort of groundbreaking the way we're going to see shows possibly done in the future. So you and LeBron are living in bubbles, basically. You both are sort of bubbled for a few weeks here. Different locations, but you're in the bubble.
Yeah, suppose. And we're trying to get like an intramural bubble, you know, bubble off, you know, where basically we're thinking like maybe like water polo or some, like, you know, we obviously can't play hoops or, you know, football because we get killed. So we got to try and figure out a sport in which, you know, my cast can take on the NBA. Checkers, maybe. You know, I saw some ping pong the other night. They look terrible at ping pong.
Well, I think
guys.
You could
so,
handle.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, you know.
You could handle them in rugby too if it comes up, but just don't settle for horse. Try that. You pick the sport rather than have them do it.
I don't know if I, you know, I spent a long time since I was at Berkeley playing rugby, and those NBA guys are big. I don't know if I want to.
Well, that's true. They're pretty big.
They're fast.
Ed Quinn, our guest on the program, President Hunter Franklin, the hit BET series, Tyler Perry's The Oval, the season finale Wednesday, 9 Eastern Pacific on BET. Ed, thank you for joining us. Stay safe. Thank you for being with us.
You too, Rick. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.